December 13th. Is there truth in religions? The question is there not truth in religions? In theories? In ideals? In beliefs? Let us examine. What do we mean by religion? Surely not organized religion. Not Hinduism, Buddhism, or Christianity, which are all organized beliefs, with their propaganda, conversion, proselytism, compulsion, and so on. Is there any truth in organized religion? It may engulf, enmesh truth, but the organized religion itself is not true. Therefore, organized religion is false. It separates man from man. You are a Muslim. I am a Hindu. Another is a Christian or a Buddhist. And we are wrangling, butchering each other. Is there any truth in that? We are not discussing religion as the pursuit of truth. But we are considering if there is any truth in organized religion. We are so conditioned by organized religion to think there is truth in it that we have come to believe that by calling oneself a Hindu, one is somebody, or one will find God. How absurd, sir. To find God, to find reality, there must be virtue. Virtue is freedom, and only through freedom can truth be discovered. Not when you are caught in the hands of organized religion, with its beliefs. And is there any truth in theories, in ideals, in beliefs? Why do you have beliefs? Obviously, because beliefs give you security. Comfort, safety, a guide. In yourself, you are frightened. You want to be protected. You want to lean on somebody. And therefore, you create the ideal which prevents you from understanding that which is. Therefore, an ideal becomes a hindrance to action.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by Harper One and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.